This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. All the machine ballots are in, and the unofficial results for the 13th Congressional District Democratic primary shows longtime Congressman Charles Rangel has been reelected yet again. He's leading State Senator Adriano Espaillat by just under 4 percentage points, though affidavit and absentee ballots may change that. The often bitter contest divided the city's Democratic establishment. At times, it also devolved into attacks over the candidates' respective ages and ethnicities. WNYC's editor for Data News, John Keefe, and politics reporter Bridget Bergen have been covering the race and join me now. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Bridget.
Hello.
Where are we, Bridget, in the vote counting process?
As you said, Amy, the Board of Elections has begun their re-canvass process. It's a standard part of the procedure. And so they are looking at the results from the machines, turning them into official results, and they are also counting any affidavit ballots that were used. Now, it's important to note affidavit ballots are used when a voter goes to the poll site and their name is not in the book. That may be because they've gone to the wrong poll site, they're not registered for that party, they're not in the right election district, or there's an actual mistake. So some of those ballots will be ruled valid, some of them won't. There are also absentee ballots. Now, those are going to continue to come in throughout the week. The ballots just had to be postmarked yesterday.
Bridget, Senator Espaillat came so close to ousting Congressman Rangel 2 years ago, losing by just 1,100 votes. This year, he picked up several key endorsements he didn't have before. Why has this been another primary election where Espaillat is waiting for votes to be counted and is coming in behind Rangel?
There are a couple issues, Amy. Congressman Rangel mounted a much stronger challenge this time. 2 years ago, he had been very sick. He was just coming off of some health issues and really did virtually no campaigning across the district. It was much different this time. He really crisscrossed the district. I was personally with him up in the Bronx, in East Harlem, in Central Harlem. So he made his presence known, particularly in the final days leading up to the primary. Senator Espaillat did pick up some key endorsements. He was endorsed by Ruben Diaz Jr., the Bronx Borough President, and, importantly, City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito. Now, both of those endorsements are interesting because those elected leaders are Puerto Rican-American descent. And what we've been interested in looking at, and something we reported on earlier, was would those endorsements help Senator Espaillat pick up some votes in majority Puerto Rican districts? What we saw when we look at our results map was certainly Senator Espaillat did very well in the Bronx. He picked up more votes in portions of East Harlem than he did in 2012. But by and large, the vote still went for Congressman Rangel.
Right. Senator Espaillat, Dominican-American, seeking to become the first Dominican-born congressman in Washington. John, your results map, something that Bridget just referred to, shows how each election precinct voted and what the demographics are within those districts. So you were able to get a pretty good idea of how different ethnic groups voted last night. What are you seeing?
As you might expect, the districts that we know are majority black population went for Rangel. And the districts...
Who's African-American.
Who's African-American. And the districts that we know from demographics are majority Hispanic districts went for Espaillat mostly. But there is this interesting divide. It's actually the Dominican districts that it looks like he had the strength. And that makes some sense.
John, whites make up a minority in this district, but they were heavily courted by both candidates because they were seen as potential swing voters. How did white voters vote last night?
It's pretty clearly that they went for Espaillat. 58% of the vote in these white majority districts went for Espaillat, and 37% of the vote in those white majority districts went for Rangel.
So what does this mean for the future of this fast-changing district, Bridget?
Well, Congressman Rangel has made a pledge, to his wife at least, that he is not running for re-election in 2016. So it means an open field. It means 2016 has the potential for being a really interesting race.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen, WNYC's John Keefe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.